It's an independent radio who has been now broadcasting since 2013, training a lot of correspondents inside Syria and outside. We started with 20 correspondents. Now we have more than 50 correspondents inside Syria. We are trying to be the voice of all the civilian Syrians. We are trying all the time to be connected to the Syrian audience inside Syria and in diaspora.
You've actually got a very broad audience.
Yes.
Who have a common ancestry in that they are Syrians.
Yeah. In the beginning, when we start with Rosanna, we really wanted to focus inside Syria, but the disaster is becoming bigger and bigger, and it's really now, you can say, half of the Syrians are outside.
Where does the name Rosanna come from? What is the significance of that name?
In Arabic, it's the hole in the old Arabic home in the roof who lets the sun or the light going inside. So this is like hope.
Shedding the light.
Yeah,
you're shedding light and you're giving people hope.
Yeah, we are trying to do this.
So it's really an important aspect of daily life, isn't it? How do people tune in to the radio station? How do they listen?
Yeah, we have many kind of platform. We have the online platform. We have the satellite. This mm-hmm. is a very wide platform where a lot of Syrians can really access and listen. And we have a lot of actually of callers from the audience through the satellite. And we have the FM. The apps.
So the theme for World Radio Day 2017 is radio is you, and we really want to encourage radio stations to listen to their listeners. How do you make sure that when you shed that light that you really are getting the real news, the real information that your listeners want to hear?
Yeah. This radio, when it's established and started, like I said, it has to be the voice of the people, the normal people. After 6 years of the Syrian revolution, when it started, it was a revolution. Now it's become a war, unfortunately. So after 6 years, all the civilian, they feel like they're under censorship from everybody, like from the regime, from the extremist Islamists. So they need a platform, or they need an media who can talk free with freely opinion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they have to express themselves, their thought. And this is why we feel like Rosanna is the way for the Syrian civilian to express their thoughts, their value, their belief that they really have been starting this since 6 years.
Yeah, it's something that UNESCO fights for very strongly is freedom of expression. And one of the things that we're thinking about this World Radio Day is that people want freedom from fear and they want freedom from want. And if you're fearful and fearful to express yourself, then, you know, you don't have that freedom to live a life, you know, and live a fulfilled life.
Yes.
So I think that's one of the really wonderful things that radio can give people, that idea that they can phone in or they can tell you what you're doing and you know, really help to build an audience around those issues.
And because in the radio you can hide behind your voice.
Yes.
And this is give them more freedom to express. It's not television where they are afraid to show their faces. So this is give them more freedom to talk, really.
And it's not social media, where sometimes we live in a social media mm-hmm. bubble where we only talk to the people who think the same things as us.
Yeah.
And it's also radio is in real time, so you're getting that real-time discussion and learning and information on the radio.
Yeah.